Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello and welcome to Better Than Yesterday. I'm Osher Ginsberg. Thanks for joining me. This is a podcast that is here to help you make today better than yesterday. I'm here twice a week. Mondays, I'm here with a guest. Fridays, I'm here with you. And each show, you'll hear something that'll help you make today better than yesterday. My name is Osher Ginsberg. I'm a TV host. I'm an author. I'm a dad. I'm a stepdad. I'm gratefully still working through these lockdowns. And you can find me at sendoshiremail@gmail.com. That's my email address. It's always nice to hear from you. And if you want me to do a video for your mate to say happy birthday, you can find me on Cameo and all the money goes to World Bicycle Relief. Yeah, I'm driving because gratefully we're still working. So I'm driving between jobs right now, which is not weird. Living in the bubble at our house and going to the bubble at our work. We get tested all the time at work, and everyone at work takes things very, very, very seriously, which I'm really grateful for. You know, there's some workplaces that have different standards of what COVID safe means. And thankfully, my workplaces are very, very serious about keeping everybody safe. And so it's very weird for me when I go to another workplace and I've seen the level that needs to be achieved for, I don't know, compliance purposes or insurance purposes or whatever reason, or just because they know it's the right thing to do. And then I'm, you know, out and about, or I'm in other workplaces that don't have those same standards. And it's nothing that really costs a lot of money. You know, it's like, come on, we've all got hand sanitizer. We've all got masks. We all know where to stand or how to be around each other. We all know not to pull our masks down to talk to each other. It's not hard, but I don't know about you. I've been really struggling with people not doing the right thing, I guess. And I'm really struggling with taking it personally. Like this morning, for example, I drove past the park on the way to the main road between our house and the main road. There's a park and it's got one of those, you know, park gyms in it. It's, you know, bars and dip bars and sit up things and all that kind of malarkey that you see in a suburban park. You know, it's great. I love that stuff. But it's packed with people and personal trainers and no one's wearing masks. And I'm like, come on, man. Like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And I guess the problem is that I take that personally. And I can't. I've got to be really careful because I take it personally. I take it as a personal attack. I take it as a, like, how dare you do this to me, my suburb, my, you know, my family, putting me, my kids, everybody that I know at risk because we all live here and you're all doing this without a mask on in the community I live in. Of course, they don't know me. They've got no idea who I am. They even don't even know I'm driving past them. But I found that if I'm going to have any chance of getting through these next couple of weeks, I'm going to have to just be so much more aware of my boundaries and what's my business and what's not my business. and just really do my best to take care of the things that I can and accept the things that I can't. Because if I keep worrying about the things that I can't control and get mad and let those things make me mad, I'm just going to be 100% punished to be around, and I get thrown around all day. You know, I'm driving now. I'm driving past two people walking on a bridge with no masks on. And it's like, come on, man. If we all do it, we're all right. But I just have to go, okay, you know, I can't control those things. I can't control public messaging. I can't control lockdown policies. I can't control vaccination or supply. I can't control any of it. But man, I'm driving into Sydney right now, and the most fantastical cloud formation is happening over the city. Boy, that's beautiful. I'm just coming off the Anzac Bridge. That's absolutely glorious in the sunset. So that's what I can do. I can be present to the things around me that are happening in this very moment. Ooh, there's some lightning. I can be present in the very things that are happening in this moment right around me right now. And that's it. Because all I really have at this moment, by the end of this, that's that great sign. The people that got into a car crash today didn't leave the house this morning thinking they were going to have a car crash. You know, like, I don't know what's going to happen between here and when I get home. All I have is this moment, this very moment, this moment with you, talking into my phone, which is on a holder, which I started recording on when I was parked, and I will stop recording on when I'm parked. And that's all I've got. That's all I can do. And try to make sure that I get enough sleep, try to make sure that I eat the right things, try to make sure that I'm of service to the people around me. And that's it. That is absolutely it. I still get upset, you know. I get upset when I see our leaders just not take responsibility. When I see our leaders just fail parts of our community in different ways to different extremes, you know. It's really not okay, but I can't do anything about that. It's really hard. It's really hard. But I'm lucky and I'm grateful. I'm in a tunnel right now. Like, I'm under a city. I'm 50, 60 meters underground. Massive high rises above me that stretch 100 meters into the sky. That's bananas. Oh, you're going to hear my toll thing beep. You ready? Here we go. Oh, that was exciting. So that's all I can do, you know, try to be present in this moment. I haven't been able to work out much because of my schedule. I've been pulling huge shifts, but I'm grateful to be working. You know, I really am. I'm grateful to be working, grateful to be working. I'm going from the bubble of our house to the bubble of work and then back again. That's all I'm doing. But I'm grateful that I get to interact with people and see other people. And I think a lot about people like Audrey. My wife is, you know, at home with a nearly 2-year-old who's like, I'm awake, therefore I need entertaining all day. That's really tough, man. That's really tough. And I think about that a lot. Try to do what I can when I can. And that's it, really. That's it. Trying to find some solace in connecting with people in a meaningful way. One of the people I'm really enjoying connecting with at the moment on a weekly basis, because he's a dear friend, is James Matheson. We've got a new podcast. Well, new, it's 4 months in now. Show's called Idle Australians, IDLE Australians. Wow, that's some pro strength jaywalking. Whoa, that's amazing. That's like 5 lanes up a hill across a main road to get to an Uber. Boy, that's impressive. That's bold. Bold. The show's called Idle Australians, and this week we spoke with an Australian actor that not only has been in just about everything, but an Australian actor that has managed to maintain a career momentum and not lose his mind while being probably one of the most recognisable faces in the country when he was on a big soap opera in the 80s. We spoke with Alex Papps, and it was super great.
You know what, Jimmy? Listening to him describe some of the times during Home and Away when they're just absolute hysteria was surrounding him. He was as big as Jason Donovan at the time. And how down to earth Alex was.
I think the key is just realizing that it's all nonsense. Television is fun and it's enjoyable, but it's nonsense.
You can find Idle Australians wherever you find your podcasts. Ideally, Australians, we come out every Thursday and we'd love your support. Maybe it's something you can listen to while you're locked down this weekend. I hope it's okay wherever you are, however you are. Look, all I can say is that shitty feeling you feel, like, don't forget it. Remember it at election time. Really, remember it. And don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not saying just because the people that are in are doing a bad job. Like, the people that aren't in right now, I don't know if they're doing a good job either. I'm like, more and more, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, who's an independent? Because I'm done with this major party bullshit. No one seems to be able to hold it together. Who's an independent? Let's see what an independent can do, because these two big fellas, what have they done? But that's another story. Hopefully in the coming weeks, we're going to try and get a few more people on the podcast as we come into an election. Give us all a bit of perspective on what's going on. But try to stay safe. Thanks for understanding that literally just talking to you while I drive my car. But I didn't want to leave you without a podcast this week. Yeah. Haven't missed one yet. Didn't want to miss this one. Now, if you remember last Friday, I told you about Monday's show, which was going to be with one of the founders of Veggie Pod. And then we got the news about John O'Coleman passing away over the weekend. So we pushed that to this Monday. So you'll hear that. It's a cracking chat. And I think you really dig it. And you can also hear Idle Australians on Thursday. So thanks for being here. I really appreciate it. I've got a green light. All right. Sleep well and dream of beautiful things.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.